So I grew up in Canada, but I've lived in the States most of my adult life, which is a statement I'm still a little bit weirded out by having to say. And there are definitely many moments in my day that I feel that disconnect. And there are definitely moments in my day where I feel that difference. Sometimes it's when I turn on the news, or when I talk to my family back home, or when someone comes into my house and they don't offer to take off their shoes, which is a big no-no in Canadian culture. And the sorry thing, I just can't get the hang of sorry. It's not a noise I want to make. And over the years, as I've lived here, I've wrestled with this question of how do I relate to the United States? I mean, I'm married an American, I got a job here, went through all of the visa processes, I'm currently trying to get a green card. So this is my home. For a long time, I struggled. I felt disconnected. I mean, Canada is no utopia. But for a long time, the issues here in the States that I would see didn't feel like my issues. It felt like I had entered in the middle of a really complicated story that I was just trying to understand. And suddenly I was implicated in it, and I didn't quite know how to respond. When I was ordained by Foothills, my parents commissioned one of my sister's friends to do an art piece to commemorate it. You might have seen it hanging in my office. It's gorgeous. On one side, you see Yamneska Mountain, a mountain in the Rockies in Alberta where I grew up. On the other side, you have the mountains around Estes. In the middle, you find a community of people surrounding a tree that looks like the number seven. The seven representing the principles of Unitarian Universalism, but also Treaty Seven. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if you never heard of Treaty Seven. Most Americans haven't, even most Canadians haven't. But for me, it's actually really important. Whenever I would introduce myself in Canada, and even in my bios to this day, I say something along the lines of, "My name is Sean Neill Barron, and I was born on Treaty 7 land in Calgary, Alberta, Canada." Treaty 7 was a moment in time where the five Indigenous nations that lived in the areas of southern Alberta came together and made a covenant, really, with the Canadian government. And it was a covenant that when you listened to the elders speak about it, it was an agreement that said that we would cohabit peacefully for as long as the grass grows and water flows downhill. Now, of course, we haven't done that. I actually wrote my master's thesis in seminary on how the oral histories of that agreement formed a basis for reconciliation between non-Indigenous and settler people. During that time, a movement was going on in Canada called Idle No More. Indigenous people across the country were rising up and demanding an end to the systemic racism. But the story of the treaty said that we were now knit together. And even though I wasn't there in 1875 when it happened, I'm actually still a part of it because it was a covenant. It was a covenant made not only in that moment, but for all of time. For as long as the grass grows, for as long as water flows downstream, we will be kin to one another and we will peaceably coexist. Now, in Canada, there's a growing movement to do land acknowledgements. So before you have a big gathering, even a church service, you might find a statement printed or read at the beginning that acknowledges the land, the traditional Indigenous land. Now, this is important. Of course, it orients us to space. It helps us remember that even though we're in the middle of a story, we have to look back to understand where we are. But it's also empty without any sort of action. It's empty if, just like the statements that are coming out right now about Black Lives Matter from corporations that have systemically and systematically discriminated and institutionalized racism. It needs to be followed up with actual action. Each of us is born into the middle of a story, a web of relationships already formed and forming. We are caught up in responsibilities and obligations that none of us chose, but deeply implicate us in what comes next.
So I brought you out here to see some pretty amazing weeds. Look at this one. It is literally as tall as that pillar. Here matters because it tells you who you are and who you are not. And for those of us who come to the place that we live as non-natives, as transplants, there are a few things that are important for us to consider. Listen, observe, and notice before you should over anyone. You are a character in the story, but you're arriving in the middle. You're important, but you're not essential. Number two, build relationships with the locals. Not just other transplants, but the people who have been here way longer than you have. Thirdly, find your niche. Find the place where you can contribute, not just because it's something that you want to see, but because it's something that the local community actually needs. We don't often ask, what are the people who've been here a very long time? What's important to them? What do they need? What am I stepping into? How can I find my place in making that possible? Here matters, because it's who you are and who you are not. It invites those of us who are transplants, both in a place, in this country, on this land, to consider where our niche is. We're all in this ecosystem together. Native species, non-native species alike. The question is, will you be invasive or a migratory one that ends up allowing the ecosystem to actually flourish, that allows everyone to actually call this place home?